The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Entertainment News. I'm Ira Mellon in Washington. Larry London is in Washington as well. In fact, that's where we go every workday. And he is the host of
Border Crossings.
Thank you. James Bond movie?
James Bond movie and music. The new Bond film, which is called No Time to Die, is supposed to be Daniel Craig's last foray as Agent 007 Bond.
You doubt this?
Well, you never know. Money talks. And a lot of predecessors have said the same thing. Sean Connery, Pierce Brosnan. But the film is due out in April, and now some exciting news. The theme song comes out. And the theme in the past has always done very well on the charts. Back to, you know, Carly Simon and all the theme songs that we've heard over the years. Sam Smith had a successful one. Adele had a big hit with one. Now, Billie Eilish is the youngest to sing a James Bond 007 theme song. So let's check it out. This is a very soft, very typical Billie Eilish sounding song, and it's called No Time to Die.
Fool me once, fool me twice. Are you there, the paradise? Now you'll never see me cry. There's just no time to die.
One would think that such a soft song doesn't go with a Bond opening theme.
Well, they've had all kinds of themes in the past, you know, Diamonds Are Forever and all the different various melodies. Some have been more up-tempo. A lot of them have been kind of ballads. So this is in sync. And, you know, the producers of the movie are trying to reach the younger demographic, obviously, by going to Billie Eilish to record the theme song. And Billie's been winning all kinds of awards. And recently she made an interesting comment. She said that she now understands the pressure that Britney Spears once faced that caused Britney to break down, because Billie has said she herself has contemplated a breakdown a number of times and thought about shaving her head, just like Britney Spears did, that got a lot of attention back 20 years ago or so.
Well, then she could try a different color.
That she could. She could, other than the lime green color that she is famous for. Billie Eilish has also said that she's stepping away from social media because she's tired of the negativity and the trolls who are just criticizing everything she says and does, and she doesn't like it. She said it's unfair. She just wants to cancel out the noise, so she's going to stop reading her social media messages.
He's Larry London. I'm Ira Mellman. This is Entertainment News. Remember to join us again next week, and remember to stay up to date all of the time at voanews.com and all of our social media platforms.
That was a program from the Voice of America.